Tell us a little about yourself. Where exactly are you from and what school did you go to?
We are from Italy. Our city is Torre Maggiore. We go in a high school that is Ferrani Lecci Sotti.
Why did you apply for the Erasmus program?
Well, I applied because I thought it would have been a unique experience and really fun, which it was in the end. And I think I also did it to meet new people, make new friends, new memories, and certainly to get to know a new culture better. And yeah, and also to try new food, which I did, so I'm really happy.
What was your first thought when you arrived?
So my first thought when I arrived was in the bus while we were coming to the school. And just by looking at the city, I thought that it was a really beautiful place and colourful. And I also was like wondering about, like, I was curious about the family, like the people that I was about to meet.
What surprised you the most about Hungary?
I think like perhaps like the timing, like mostly like the time you wake up, the time you eat, especially the time you eat, because back in Italy we eat at like 9, 10 p.m. sometimes 11, while he eats like at 7. So yeah, it was really surprising. And also like the fact that you go faster. I don't know how to say it, but yeah, you have like a faster rhythm of your life. The rhythm of your life is generally faster, when literally like we go slower.
Okay. How is life here different from back home?
In Italy, especially in Torre Maggiore, we have different times. And here in Hungary, you have most places with the flowers or gardens, and you go faster than Italy.
What subject did you like the most and why?
I really love science because it's a subject that I really like, also like back in Italy. And so I really loved it here, and which is why I also really liked the experience at the university, where like they gave us a science lessons and we could learn more about animals and like we could see them, like that was really nice.
Okay, is there anything you would like to take over from Hungarian school?
I will take home the places. You have most places than in Italy, and I think the activities that you have, we don't have these activities in Italy, and own organization. That is,
what is easy to get to know Hungarian students?
The main fact I noticed when I came here is that you all speak really good English, which is why it was easy to communicate. Yeah, because in Italy, they don't, like, most people don't speak, like, really good English. So, yes, that, like, that was definitely the first thing. And also, I think you're generally kind, really open-minded. So, yes, I think this is why it was especially easy to get to know you.
In what ways do you think young people in the two countries are similar or different?
First, the English that Francesca says. And I think the activities that they do. And also the presentation that they have, this is.
And also the fact that you go to school by different means of transport, like the roller, the bike. We don't do that in Italy. We mostly go by car or we walk.
Which Hungarian food did you like the most?
I don't know the name. I don't remember it. But it was like chicken, a specific type of chicken with some spices in it and like a parmesan cream, I believe. I don't know, but when I don't know, I tried it in a restaurant, but I don't know the name. I know he has a name, I don't remember it. That and goulash, I don't know. Yeah. Okay, yeah, because I really like the meat and spices, and yes, it was really nice.
Is there a Hungarian costume that was strange to you?
I think the where how you use bicycle and other things that are ecological. In Italy, we are not ecological like you.
That's true.
What was the best experience of the week so far?
I really like, I really like the cycling tour because before this tour, I hadn't ridden a bike in 4 years, I think. Yeah. So it was like, it was nice to cycle again. And it was really nice to do it by the river. And like the boat, like the ride in the boat that followed, given to us by the police, I think. Yeah, that was really nice. And also like the dragon boat. Yeah, it was really, really nice.
I think the Dragon Boat too, because I like these type of activities. And also the visit to the university with the museum, I like it too much.
Yeah, and the votive church back in Szeged, I hope I said it well. Yeah, it was really nice church.
Was there a challenge you had to face?
Again, the cycling and the dragon boat. I'm not a sporty person, so it was like, at first I thought, oh my god, I'm going to die. Yeah, but no. It took a lot of effort. So it definitely was a challenge, but again, I think it paid off in the end because I had a lot of fun.
I think for me that I'm quite a shy person, so I think that it was the difficult that I have. But you are so kind person, so it was difficult, I think, the first or the second day, but then, no.
What did you learn from this week?
I learned to be more... I learned to be more on time because back in Italy, I'm kind of always late. Well, here I had to respect certain times and I did it, like I managed to do it, which I really liked. I learned that I need to approach things with an open mind, even like food, things like that. And I also learned that sport is an important thing. So who knows, maybe back in Italy, I'll finally start doing some activities, sport activities, who knows?
Be more psychologic, I think, because I think that here is a better place with the gardens and the flowers. So I think in Italy I can do this.
Would you like to return to Hungary?
Yes, absolutely. Amazing country, amazing people, amazing food, everything. Yes, I love to return.
Me too.
If you had to describe this week in 3 words, what would they be?
Sport, because we did a lot of sports, and also like I noticed that you're a really like active school. Fun, because it was really fun. And I don't know, give me some ideas.
I think English, because we spoke English.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah, definitely. I'm starting to have thoughts in English.
What was the funniest moment?
Me going on the roller to school. Because I tried the roller for the first time and I thought, okay, I think I'm going to die on this thing. Yeah. But no, it was really fun. And yeah, I was a bit goofy, I'm not going to lie. I'm generally clumsy, so yes, I was a bit goofy. But yeah, I'm so happy that I learned. Like, it's easier than what I thought.
I think when we were on the dragon boat and we started saying, Aura, 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 Aura.
Yeah, so funny.
What did you take home as a memory?
If we're talking like about souvenirs, things like that, I have a cup from a place that we went yesterday, like a colorful cup, and I really liked it. And I think that perhaps before the end of the week, I'm going to take some food like at home so that my parents and my friends can try it.
I think the memory is with you because it was so funny going in places. with the food and we joke with each other, and me too, the cap, because it was so good.